have another Hall of Fame award, and returning this year as our presenter is the newly appointed Hall of Fame Selections Committee Coordinator, who will be coordinating the Hall of Fame Selections Committee for the Hall of Fame. They'll be the committee doing the selections. He will be coordinating, mainly in terms of the name. He's also a television writer with credits that include Stickin' Around, Metabots, Jacob Tutu, and the Beyblade movie. He's done any number of things, and that's just a short list of the many things he's done. He's a tireless comic book historian, thanks to the drugs he takes to keep him awake. He actually tracked down the original Canadian creator of the comic book character Mr. Monster, Fred Kelly, which is Mr. Monster, and Fred Kelly was the man who created him, not that Fred Kelly was a monster. He continues to write about and follow the comic book medium, as well as developing television and graphic story productions. Put your hands together and pull them apart and put them back together rapidly for Rob Pinkall. Rob!
Thank you. The nomination for the committee thing is news to me, too. I should just graciously say thank you all for who have no idea who I am for applauding so nicely. But let's put the focus where it needs to be today. As a member of the Hall of Fame Committee, I can tell you that one of the great pleasures that we have is to help shine a spotlight on figures in our extensive history whose contributions was mighty, but their recognition was not. John Stables, or John St. Abels, is one of those people. Many of us have heard that in December 1940, the Canadian government introduced the War Exchange Conservation Act, restricting the importation of non-essential goods, including many U.S. magazines, pulps, and comic books, leaving children across the country wondering, how could they ever think Superman, Batman, the Human Torch, and Captain's America and Marvel are non-essential? Who's in charge? The first publisher to fill that void, and there were several, with original homegrown comics was not the more famous Bell Features with their Johnny Canuck, their Thunder Fist, Dart Daring, and Nelvana of the Northern Lights. It was, in fact, former Disney artist Vernon Wells who convinced a Vancouver magazine vendor named Harry Smith to form Maple Leaf Comics in 1941. It was Wells who created Canada's first superhero, Iron Man. New relation. If any lawyers from Marvel are here, they're not the same. Meanwhile, while that was happening, John Stables had come to Vancouver from Winnipeg, and after a struggle, finally sold some of his paintings and began to secure advertising commissions, which enabled him to bring his Winnipeg sweetheart Esther to town and marry the heck out of her. Then John did what many red-blooded Canadian men did. He enlisted in the army as World War II was raging. One of two wars, probably the second, would be the right one. The sequel, which was way better than the book, I gotta say. The recruiter was actually keeping an eye open for people who could help them create propaganda for the war effort, and John seemed to fit the bill. So he was sent to Toronto to talk with a staff officer who basically took his sweet time figuring out what to do with John. He had moved his bride there. Meanwhile, back in Vancouver, Harry Smith had seen John's work. And on a business trip to Toronto, he decided to look him up and hired him on the spot. So they, John liked the idea, and he moved back to Vancouver, left his address with the recruiter, and never heard from the army again. I think they're still looking for him. Suddenly, John Stables was a comic book artist, and that's the end of that running gag. He left his... The Army's loss was our gain. There you are. John was a very experienced artist and was also extremely adaptable. He quickly replaced Vernon Wells as art director and became one of the main cover artists for Maple Leaf Comics. And he also created several new strips, including the globe-trotting adventurer Bill Speed, who was named after an artist friend, Piltdown Pete, a caveman strip with a very sophisticated yet cartoony Bigfoot art, and clever plotting, and the slightly better known Brock Windsor, a two-fisted hero whose fantasy adventures took place in the Valley Beyond the Mist, and who is depicted on the commemorative Hall of Fame Jam poster this year. With four bi-monthly titles, the staff at Maple Leaf Comics had 24 comics a year to fill, and John was a writer as well as an artist and used wordplay and language with the same facility as he used his brush. He signed his name St. Owls, Stab, Stables, John, Jack, and later Brock, depending on his mood. And he always said he dropped the silent H from his name because he couldn't stand a letter that wouldn't pull its weight. John loved working with his staff and close friend, writer and editor Ted Ross, to Kibitz ideas for the story, and there was a real pride and sense that they were all lucky at this time and place to be getting paid to do something that was so much fun. And Maple Leaf Comics were easily the slickest being produced in Canada at the time. Harry Smith made sure they had excellent printing, the color on the covers was top-notch, and he had the cleverest artists on the West Coast all for himself. At the end of the war, Maple Leaf began printing their books in full color as the borders opened, and the American comics flooded back into the country, but after investigating the challenges he would have to overcome to find new markets, untested markets, to make the venture worthwhile, Harry realized he would lose his shirt. He was canny enough to jump into the comic book business early, but that same business sense told him he should get out just as fast. They closed the door to Maple Leaf Comics in 1946, and no one was more disappointed than John, who knew he might never have a better job than doing his own comics. And John continued to be art directors for various companies throughout the rest of his life. He was a sculptor, a painter, a master of many forms of art through sheer hard work and creativity, and was still doing that sort of work till he died. John was one of the top creators of his day, proudly creating unique Canadian comics for kids, for adults, and for himself. And it is my great pleasure to induct John Stables, aka John St. Owls, into the Joe Shuster Canadian Comic Book Hall of Fame. John's son and granddaughter are here to accept the award.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you all. If my father were here today, I know that he would be tickled, and he would have trouble believing that this happened. And not just for himself, but for the other 10 artists and writers who worked at Maple Leaf, and for Harry Smith, the publisher. I think the thing that I see as a contribution from that group was actually to contribute something to the Canadian identity. And I'm speaking to you with this perfect West Coast United States accent that I've developed since leaving Canada for the last time in 1972. But back in those days, there were a group of diverse people who had come to identify themselves as Canadians. My father had come from England and had been in Canada during the 1930s. By the time the war came along, he and these other men and women were truly believing themselves to be Canadians. They were being created by the Canadian culture, and in turn they were creating the Canadian culture. So for him to be honored by you and by this group would be something that he would be very pleased to know about. When I tell him, I don't think he's going to believe me, but I'm going to give it a try. And this my daughter Rosalind, is a person who has talked about being the next artist in the family. She was together with my dad the last few years of his life, and maybe it skipped a generation. Maybe we can get another one.